Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformation Begins With You, and good evening. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am the founder and president CEO of Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment transformation series organization designed to equip, empower, inform, and initiate the individual greatness in you, while supporting you to succeed and grow in your dreams and to turn your setbacks into a comeback for the next decade. Hi, I am so excited that you are with us today. We aired our first show a couple of weeks ago, and I know a lot of you couldn't get on because there was a little glitch in the system. Hopefully we've got all those worked out and you are on live with us today. And it's just an exciting time, and yes, love is in the air. Yes, I said love is in the air. We're just a few days away from Valentine's Day. And whether you are married, single, divorced, male or female, this show is definitely for you. So I would suggest that you get your pens and paper out, and you're going to want to write some of these points down. Also, in this half hour, we're going to have three generations of women who will talk to you about loving yourself. We're going to have Kelly Jones, who's a registered nurse and also executive team coordinator for Harvest Girls International. And we hope to have Helen Chambers, executive team director for Harvest Girls International. And we're looking for Kathy Holloway Hill to show up tonight. She is a life coach, and she's an author and a facilitator for women's organization as well as corporate organizations. Tonight we're going to talk about empower yourself to love. Empower yourself to love. And I know you thought we were going to talk about relationships, and I know a lot of people are talking about relationships, but I want to talk about self-love, loving you. There's a song that says the greatest love of all is learning to love yourself. That's the greatest love of all. And the greatest love of all is inside of you. And so many times, women, we as women, we're so giving of ourselves, and we don't take the time to love ourselves or check ourselves out and see what we want to do. I'm not talking about the kind of love that we say that because we give ourselves clothing and we buy ourselves the finest of clothes and the best perfumes and we keep our hair done. And I'm not talking about that. That is superficial. I'm talking about the love that is deep down within. I want to talk a little bit about loving yourself with highest self-esteem. And to love yourself means to accept yourself as you are and to come to terms with those aspects of yourself that you cannot change. Some things about you, you just can't change, and it's okay. But we tend to compare ourselves to others. And so when we do that, then we lower our positive self-image about ourselves. So it means to have a high self-esteem, self-respect, and a positive self-image. Now, needless to say, this does not mean being arrogant, conceited, or thinking that you are better than anyone else. It means having a healthy regard for yourself, knowing that you are a worthy human being, and you are my sister. You are worthy of the love that you have inside of you for you. Sometimes we always think that the love inside of us is always to give it away, and that's true, but it's also for us to grab hold of. And so it is important to remind ourselves that no one is perfect. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We certainly possess the resources, though, to work on improving ourselves. And each of us is unique and has a specific talent and ability to offer to the world. And we are all here, in the words of Walt Whitman, he says, to contribute a verse. You have a verse in life. Your life is a verse that's already written. You just have to find your destiny in your dreams. And in order to appreciate yourself, it is up to you to discover what makes you unique and to further develop those talents. You know, we have a responsibility to ourselves to do that. We have a responsibility to not sit around and wait for approval from others. Work on accepting yourself. You are the only you that you have. It is in your best interest to be the best that you can be. Until you love yourself, you will not be able to love anyone else. You can only love another to the degree that you do love yourself. So we want to talk about loving yourself. It's Valentine's Day, and I don't think anyone is more worthy than you to talk about loving you. You know, we get so excited about what we're going to do for somebody else for Valentine's Day, what box of chocolates or what kind of flowers we're going to get or what we're going to give. But I think it's very important how we love ourselves first. And you do so. You do so by investing and working on your personal growth and development. You work on being the best you. When you love yourself, you automatically take care of yourself, your physical, your mental, and your emotional being. You take care to look and feel your best by nurturing your body, your mind, and your spirit. Now, if you don't love yourself enough, you need to start loving yourself. Start taking care of your body, your mind, and your spirit. You will not only become more self-aware, but you will generate feelings of worth and accomplishment within you. There's not a greater feeling than to feel that you've accomplished something within yourself. And your body is one of the things that we want to talk about taking care of. Your body is the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. You want to take care of your body by eating well, exercising, and getting plenty of rest. Now, I have to admit, I am a work in progress when it comes to that. I sometimes tend not to take care of myself as well as I should. But in talking to you, I'm making myself aware of what I need to do to take care of myself as well. So it's a twofold situation. I'm just not preaching to you. I'm talking to myself as well. And you also want to take care of your mind. You know, your mind needs nourishment and exercise, too. And don't take that for granted. You need to stimulate it by learning new and interesting things. Keeping your mind active helps prevent certain old age diseases such as Alzheimer's and things like dementia happening. And keeping the neural connections of your mind active helps maintain memory and brain functions. And we all want to grow old, and we want to stay in our right minds. And I know that's true because I'm there right now trying to just keep my mind healthy. And we don't want to neglect the spirit. If you take care of your mind and body but neglect your spirit, you will lack balance and feel that something is missing in your life. Taking care of your spirit rejuvenates you and helps you deal with the daily stresses and challenges of everyday life. When you love yourself, you invest in your personal growth and development. You endeavor to be the best that you can be, and you strive to achieve your potential. And I hope I didn't give you too much all at one time, but I just certainly had to get that out because I feel that it was so important to just come right in the door hitting it on point today. Kathy Holloway Hill, who is one of our mentors for Harvest Girls International, she did a workshop with us just a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that she taught us in self-discovery, that is one of the things you have to learn about loving yourself, has to be a self-discovery. You have to be committed. And one reason why we don't achieve our goals, even just a goal of loving yourself and keeping yourself intact, because of commitment. Commitment must be unwavering. And I'm quoting from Kathy. Whether you're trying to build a marriage, a life, or anything, the single most important factor missing is commitment. When you're interested, you do what's convenient. But when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. I like that. I'm going to say it again. When you're interested, you do what's convenient. But when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. When the obstacle comes, it doesn't stop you. That's commitment. You have to be committed to loving yourself and finding out who you are. Self-discovery, that is so important. Also, I just want to talk a little bit before we go to our guest. and I see that they're all on the line waiting. But before I get to them, I want to talk a little bit about loving yourself and some points that I want to give you. You know, you need to get a pen sometimes. You need to write down, what do you like about yourself? You need to find some things that you like about you and jot those down. And it won't hurt to ask people, what do they like about you? And it's not so much that it matters what they say, but it's just to kind of gauge to see what are some of the things that people see in you that maybe you don't see in yourself. You also need a daily routine to praise something in yourself or think something that you like about yourself. In other words, give yourself some credit for doing some good things. Give yourself some credit for, you know, just being who you are. You know, give yourself some praise about, you know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I can do anything that I say because I am a child of God. So those are all positive things. You know, you have to love yourself like a friend. It's important that we love ourselves like we love our friends, and sometimes we don't love our friends too good. So maybe we need to go back to the table and check out how are we really feeling about ourselves, because you need to love yourself like a friend. You are all that you have. You should be your best friend. And we need to have compassion for ourselves. Compassion is key, taking care of ourselves and having compassion for some of the things that happen to us. Not pity party, but compassion for ourselves. And we have to love ourselves that way. We have compassion for so many other things and so many other people, but sometimes we don't have the compassion for ourselves. And we need to recognize that the love has to come from you. Loving yourself has to come from inside of you. Nobody else can give you what you can give yourself when it comes to self-love. And one way you can do that is by using affirmations. Affirmations are great. What are affirmations? Those are positive sayings that you say to yourself. And what I do, I keep them laying around, and sometimes I take sticky notes and write them on sticky notes, and then I put them on a mirror, and then I come back and I read them, and I just keep positive things laying around. What you look at on television, positive things. What you read, positive things. Those are all good affirmations coming back into your spirit. And then you want to counteract any negative or critical thoughts that people speak, or what people speak to you, or thoughts that you have about yourself. You want to counteract those negative thoughts or those critical things that people say about you. You want to counteract them with good affirmations. If someone were to come up to you and say something very negative about you, the thing that I would say for you to do is to come back with a positive affirmation. And that's not only to yourself, but speak it out loud also to that person. And so those are just a few points that I wanted to share with you today. I wanted to give you a little acronym about loving. You have to be a loving spirit, L-O-V-I-N-G, loving, life. You have to love your life. O, you have to make choices. You have to have options. O is for option. Make choices, good choices for you. And V is for vision. You got to have a vision for yourself. You got to have a vision of how you want to love yourself, and then you can expect others to love you on that level. I is intimacy. You have to have an intimacy with yourself, and you have to. And what I'm saying in that is, you have to be kind to yourself. You have to be good to yourself. You have to treat yourself better than someone else would treat you, and not expect your friends or your significant other or your spouse to treat you better than you treat yourself. And in, you have to be nurturing, nurturing to you. Can't nurture others without nurturing yourself. You have to, and G, giving. You have to be giving to you. You can't give to others without giving to yourself. And sometimes we as women, we pour out, and we never go back and fill up. And so when we pour out of ourselves, we pour out of everything that we have of ourselves, and then when we become empty, we become hollow and shallow, hollow and shallow. And so we want to keep our cup full. So those are just some of the things that I wanted to get across to you today about loving yourself and about self-esteem, and to also talk about in loving ourselves as women, we have to teach our young girls how to love themselves. And that's one thing that Harvest Girls International is doing. We're not only working with the women, but we're working with our young girls, ages 9 to 17. And that is where we're going to talk now to Kelly Jones, who is the executive team director, coordinator, I'm sorry, of Harvest Girls International. And Kelly is the powerhouse behind the Girls of the Harvest. And that is our group, ages 9 to 17. And so I wanted to bring Kelly on because I wanted Kelly to talk to the women about what we're doing for our young girls, because some of the mothers still do not know how to see this into their young girls so they can grow up to be positive, strong women. So, Kelly, do I have you on the line?
I'm here, Chris.
Oh, good, Kelly. Good to have you this evening. How are you this evening?
I am well, thank you. Enjoy
good.
What you were saying.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Girls of the Harvest. I know you have an event coming up. So I want you to tell us about that event and how mothers and daughters are welcome to come to this event, or it's open to the public. Now, this event is in Indianapolis, Indiana, so I don't want some of my friends who are in Texas or Delaware to jump in the car and come. So I want you to know this is in Indianapolis. This is a local event that we're having. And so I want Kelly to talk a little bit about that. Kelly, tell us a little bit about the event. Tell us why we're sponsoring this event, and tell us about the girls.
Absolutely. Well, on next Saturday, February the 20th, from 2 to 4:30 at the Glendale Library, we are going to be doing a self-esteem workshop for girls ages 9 to 17. And Dove, who makes soap and the beauty products, has a worldwide campaign on real beauty for girls all over the world. And we have adapted this program, and we're going to facilitate it next week, myself and Angela Espada, who is an attorney and a chancellor at IU. And we decided to do a self-esteem workshop. We work with girls ages 9 to 17. We launched in September of 2008, and we noticed just how shy the girls were, and just they're wonderful girls, but they lack confidence when we ask them to get up and speak. You know, they're very shy, they're very timid, they're very unsure of themselves. And we want to let them know how beautiful they are, not just on the outside, but on the inside as well, and vice versa. So we decided to look and see what was out there, and we found this awesome workshop on Dove, on self-esteem, and we're looking forward to presenting it next week. Also, the first part of the workshop is free on self-esteem, but when that is finished, we're going to be doing photos for the young girls, and the fee for that is $10. And which is a nominal fee. They're going to be able to dress up and take a photo of themselves home with them. So just to let them know just how beautiful they really are. So we are looking forward to this workshop.
And so, Kelly, tell us how would this benefit the mothers if they bring their daughters and come? Because we want this to be a twofold project. So how would the mothers benefit from this? Is this just, you talk about self-esteem. We as women could use that as well. So how could the mothers benefit from that?
Well, the mothers can benefit in so many ways. So many. Dove did a workshop on self-esteem, but they also did a study. And so many women, when they were young girls, had wished their mothers had talked to them about self-esteem. They felt like they couldn't relate to their mothers. Girls ages 8 to 12 are more prone to talk to their mothers about what's going on. But when they're a little bit older, like 13 to 17, moms have no clue sometimes about what's going on and the issues that girls face. So coming to this workshop, hopefully the girls will open up and learn and speak out about what's on their minds. The mothers can be more in tune. I think mothers need to watch what their daughters are looking at on television, watch what's in the styles and the dressing styles. We just need to be more in tune as mothers as to what's going on with our daughters, because that's so important. Girls don't say that, but it's what they're feeling. Your mother is the most wonderful influence and role model that you can have in your life, and what your mother feels about herself really affects how you feel about yourself.
Absolutely, Kelly, absolutely. So just in the next 30 or 40 seconds, can you just tell me about, so you're our first generation of the three women that are coming on tonight. You're in your 30s. So tell me about loving yourself in your 30s.
Loving myself in my 30s, I've learned how to really become who I am, to be true to myself, not to worry about pleasing other people. I do stuff not for form or fashion. When I was in my 20s, I was worried about designer clothes, what pleased others. But as I became more aware and more in knowing what was important in my life, I decided that I was going to do what made me happy. I didn't do stuff for other people. And I was able to make better choices with friends, not have people in my life that didn't mean me well or weren't good to me or ill-treated me, whether that was with a significant other or with a girlfriend. You know, I learned how to really do stuff that made me happy. And if it didn't make me happy, not in a selfish way, then I wasn't going to do it. I stopped trying to please other people and really got concerned about me.
Ooh,
and loving myself.
Wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. I mean, that is it. That's it, really. That's it. And when you said finding out what pleases you, how did you find out what pleased you? I mean, what avenue did you take? As you're talking to the girls out there in their 30s, 20s and 30s now, what avenue did you take in doing that? Did you have to make up your mind? Did you have what got you to that point?
Right. Well, I knew what didn't please me, and that was all the things that I bought. I was blessed in my 20s to start making really good money, and I tried to fill my life up with things, but I realized I was so miserable that the things that I was buying didn't make me happy. They made me feel more empty. I was just trying to fill a void that was on the inside. So I had to really take time to really get to know who I was. And for me, it started with my relationship with God and knowing how much He loved me and knowing what was important to Him and became important to me, and loving myself, as you said, it is the greatest love of all, learning how to love yourself. So I found out I knew what didn't make me happy. So I just, you know, I worked a lot. I stopped working so much, and I just took the time to just really sit back and be quiet and enjoy life. I'm like, oh, I like a weekend getaway. So I started taking weekend getaways. I'm like, oh,
absolutely,
I like it.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so that, and you know, Kelly, I know you personally, so I know that you will treat yourself to a vacation, a getaway, flowers. You're good to yourself, and I love it because it doesn't matter that no one else is involved. It's you being good to you, and I think that is the greatest testimony of all for your daughter, is she watching you be good to you, because that will inspire her to be good to herself as well. So, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the air. And ladies, if you want to register your daughters, or if you just want to come by yourself and sit in on the workshop, you can go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And so we appreciate Kelly coming on and giving us her insight. That was just so awesome. I'm going to get to the next generation here. Well, we're going to skip a generation. I'm going to go to Helen Chambers, and I'm going to let Kathy take us home. Helen is actually the 50-60 generation and woman loving herself. And so I just wanted to bring Helen on a little bit just to talk about what it's like to love yourself when you're 60 years old. Hi, Helen. Do I have you on the line?
I am here, Chris.
Hi. I just want to talk to you a little bit about loving yourself in your 60s. Now, I know you've got a story to tell, but if you could break it down in about a minute and a half and give us what it's like to love yourself in your 60s.
What I did find out, Chris, that love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to be the sixth decade woman, you do really understand that love is a choice, and that love doesn't really erase the past, but it certainly makes the future a lot different. So within this little short span of time, I just want to reflect on, you know, the age like when I was with Kelly in the springtime of my life, you know, where love sometimes really hurt you so bad, or the relationships of your people that you were in hurt you bad, either whether it was your husband, significant other, or your girlfriends, and how some of those relationships were actually toxic. But what I found out as I moved on into, you know, the summertime of my life, which is, you know, when you're in the 30s on to, you know, 45, 48, that is one of the greatest times of your life, because then you can learn that your relationships and the loving that you want to have with other people normally has to have a common denominator.
Mm.
So if I was in a relationship and it was toxic, there was no common denominator.
Wow.
So I had to learn that, you know, the common denominator, maybe, you know, once you're married and you're at work and you've got your girlfriends, that common denominator is really just at work. And I, you know, you learn that. So then you're not hurt when you don't hear from those people because they have lives outside of that. And, you know, they've got people that they've got to love, and those are just relationships that you actually, you know, have at work. And you understand if those go away, it's really okay.
Mm-hmm.
But as I moved into, you know, the six-decade woman, and that's where I got to see that the common denominator is really, really effective for us, because then you learn that the denominator maybe with your church group is because you're really having a relationship and you're loving them as your sisters in Christ. Then you're loving, you know, your family as a different, totally different love. And all of that love that you're doing is really, really a choice. But if you learn early on that the relationships you can choose and the love that you can choose is also a choice, and that it does not erase the past, once again, that I say, but it does make a difference for the future. Did
wonderful.
I do that 1 minute or less?
Yeah, that's okay. Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take the next. Thank you, Helen, so much. I appreciate you sharing that. We're going to take the next few minutes, and I'm going to talk to my girl, my sister, the life coach of Chris Meadows at Harvest Girls International, and the author of Emotional Bailout. We're going to let her. She comes and she just blesses us so. Kathy Holloway Hill, 3 minutes. Can you talk to us about loving yourself? Hi, Kathy.
Well, hello, my dear sister. First of all, you did a fantastic job. You are a phenomenal speaker. And
thank you.
I thought Kelly and Helen really brought it home as well. I mean, you guys really said it exactly the way it should have been stated. And I'm just going to tell a very quick story. It won't take long. I have a client, and I was working with, and I'm still working with her. She has a goal to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about loving yourself, we live in a society that is so rush, rush, hurry up. Everybody
mm-hmm.
wants a quick fix to everything. Everything has to be quick. We don't want to take the time to lose weight. We want to staple our stomachs, and we want to do all of these things fast because the media and society and everybody says we're supposed to look a certain way. So when I asked my client, how long did it take you to gain the extra weight that you're trying to get off? The point is, how long ago was it when you actually liked what you saw in the mirror?
Mm.
And she said, I don't think I've ever liked what I've seen in the mirror.
Wow.
I said, okay, well, if you've never liked what you've seen in the mirror, what makes you think it's going to be a quick process to turn that around? And that's what everyone needs to think about when they leave here. It's not an overnight fix to change your mindset. Like Helen said, you do have choices, and you've got to make the choice that you're going to learn to love yourself. You've got to take it slow. It's a process.
Yeah,
it took
yeah.
you a long time to get to this point where you don't want to look in the mirror, where you don't like your body image,
absolutely.
Where you don't like this and you don't like that. You've let all this media stuff and people's opinions get in your head. So it's going to take time to allow those thoughts and that toxic stuff to be erased and replaced.
Absolutely, Kathy. Thank you so
much.
And
that's where the affirmations come in.
You know, I'm gonna get you back, Kathy, just to do maybe half of what the show is, because you have so much to give. I'm so glad that you listened in, just so that you could, you know, give us a little something to take with us tonight. I appreciate
absolutely.
All the ladies who've come on and shared their innermost thoughts, and you know. I just want to leave you with this, because this is really the truth. Transformation begins with you. And so until next week, or to the next time, I should say, it's be the 25th of February, we'll have our next show at 6:30. I want to wish you health, prosperity, and I bless you, and I love you, my sister, and I want you to prosper, because I want to celebrate your journey, because transformation does absolutely, positively begin with you. Until next time, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Bye-bye.